This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is much to get distracted by at South by Southwest this week, the Polyglot Interactive Film and Music Festival that's taken over Austin, Texas. There are more bands than you can shake a stick at, film screenings galore, a tennis court-sized model of the next space telescope, should you be so inclined. But there is big business being done during the technology-focused part of the festival as well. And one way to follow the money is to keep an eye on the people who have it, the venture capitalists trying to blend in with the techies. Marketplace's David Brancaccio reports now from Austin.
Check out Dave. He's outside one of the less glamorous South by Southwest hotels, nursing a morning coffee. He's dressed just as you'd expect for a venture capitalist.
I'm wearing some flip-flops from Brazil that a friend of mine gave me, shorts and a t-shirt. After this, I'm going to go try and survive a game of basketball with a bunch of other geeks.
Dave McClure of the firm 500 Startups makes modest investments, as little as $50,000 at a time, in a company's really early stages.
The basic strategy is we make a lot of little bets. We expect probably anywhere from 50 to 80% of them to fail, and then hopefully the top 20% or more turn into something interesting.
McClure says he's at South By to keep his eyes open and to make friends. The money comes later. Contrast McClure with Patrick Chung. He's with venture capital heavyweight NEA. Its offices are at the center of the VC universe in Menlo Park, California. Chung's got a full-on suite at his Austin hotel, and unlike Dave there, is wearing actual shoes. What's a non-grunge guy like him doing at this indie extravaganza?
There are over 20,000 people who are high-energy, entrepreneurial, tech-savvy people, and the whole lifeblood of our business is to become enmeshed in communities of extraordinary talent. And that's why we're here.
And there's Jules Maltz from International Venture Partners, who's throwing a party at the Tony Driscoll Hotel later that evening. Don't show him a nice but untested startup idea. Maltz works for a firm that writes checks from $10 million to $500 million.
And so really our specialty is that later stage of a startup, not the two people and a dog type of startup. A lot of great venture investors are good at that. We're great helping companies scale.
IVP has put big money on some companies that are big brands now, including the cloud storage company Dropbox and a short message sharing service that made its first splash at South by Southwest 6 years ago. Goes by the name of Twitter. From Austin, I'm David Brancaccio for Marketplace.